AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Hillary Clinton is set to announce her second run for the White House today, with the campaign senior advisors say will focus on boosting economic security for the middle class. The GOP saying bring her on, she'll be easy to beat. Here's Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus.
If you were me and you were chairman of the national party and you had someone on the ticket that would unite your party, would help you raise a lot of money, and help you recruit a ton of volunteers, you'd want nothing more than Hillary Clinton to be on the other side.
Priebus speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says he thinks highly of Clinton, but isn't ready to give her his endorsement just yet.
Not until I see, and I would say this about any candidate, till I see an actual vision of where they want to go. I think she's a tremendous public servant. I think she is one of the most qualified people to ever run for this office.
For all the buildup to Clinton's announcement, the kickoff to her run today is expected to be low-key. She'll release an online video. The Obama administration trying to beat back a move by lawmakers that would require congressional approval to ease sanctions on Iran. Speaking today on CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State John Kerry says critics of the emerging nuclear deal should be patient.
I think people need to hold their fire, let us negotiate without interference, and be able to complete the job over the course of the next 2.5 months.
On Tuesday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is set to debate the measure that would give Congress a say on any deal. Turkey is recalling its ambassador to the Vatican after Pope Francis called Armenian killings genocide. The Pope made the remarks today as he honored the 100-year anniversary of the killings of 1.5 million Armenians by the Ottoman Empire. Turkey has always denied their deaths were part of a genocide, the country's foreign minister saying the Pope's remarks are prejudiced. This is AP Radio News. Schieffer's out and CBS News political director John Dickerson is in. Face the Nation moderator Bob Schieffer announced the show's future host in today's broadcast after announcing his retirement last week. Dickerson says Face the Nation's in his blood.
I'm honored and I'm really excited. Mom would have been excited too. She was an associate producer on this show on the very first airing of this broadcast.
Dickerson will host his first episode this summer. A university official in Kenya says one student is dead, 141 more are hurt in a campus stampede that happened after students mistook several accidental explosions for an extremist attack. The vice chancellor of the University of Nairobi says an electrical transformer exploded and students thought it was an attack by Islamic extremists. An April 2nd attack by Somalia's Al-Shabaab rebels killed 148 people at a different Kenyan university. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.